Part 5. The Last Night. Mr. Utterson was at home one evening when Dr. Jekyll's servant came to the house.
"Good evening, Poole,"
the lawyer said.
"What can I do for you?"
He looked at the servant for a moment. Poole was very white and frightened.
"What's the matter?"
asked Mr. Utterson.
"Mr. Utterson,"
Poole said,
"there is something wrong at Dr. Jekyll's house. I am very worried."
Mr. Utterson gave the man a glass of wine.
"Drink this,"
he ordered,
"and try to be calm. Tell me everything. Why are you afraid?"
"I think something has happened to the doctor,"
Poole said.
"Something has happened to Dr. Jekyll? What do you mean?"
demanded Mr. Utterson.
"I want you to come to the house, sir,"
Poole said.
"Then you can see for yourself, sir."
Mr. Utterson walked to Dr. Jekyll's house with the servant. It was a cold March night. The wind was strong. The streets were empty, and Mr. Utterson was nervous. He was sure something bad had happened. The two men reached the house. Poole knocked on the door. Another servant opened the door, and Mr. Utterson entered the house. All Dr. Jekyll's servants were standing in the hall. They looked frightened. One of the servant girls began to cry.
"Be quiet,"
Poole told her angrily. Then he turned to Mr. Utterson.
"I'm sorry, sir. They're all afraid,"
he explained.
"Will you come with me, sir? I want you to hear something. Please be very quiet."
The servant led Mr. Utterson through the house to the laboratory. Then he spoke again.
"If Dr. Jekyll asks you to come into the laboratory, you must not go."
Poole knocked on the door of the laboratory and called out.
"Mr. Utterson is here, Dr. Jekyll. He wants to see you, sir."
A voice answered from inside the laboratory.
"Tell him I cannot see anyone."
"Thank you, sir,"
replied Poole. He then took Mr. Utterson back into the main part of the house. When they arrived, he asked the lawyer,
"Now, Mr. Utterson, tell me, did that voice sound like Dr. Jekyll?"
"His voice is different, certainly,"
Mr. Utterson admitted.
"Different?"
repeated Poole.
"I have known Dr. Jekyll for 20 years, and I tell you, sir, that was not his voice. Dr. Jekyll was murdered 8 days ago. I heard him cry out 8 days ago. But who is in that room, and why he stays there, I don't know."
"This has no sense, Poole,"
Mr. Utterson said.
"Why should anyone kill Dr. Jekyll and stay in the same room with the body? You must be wrong."
"There is more, sir,"
said the servant.
"Every day for a week, the person in the laboratory has left notes for me to go to the chemist to buy some kind of medicine. Every day there are more notes. I have gone to every chemist in the city. There is always something wrong with the medicine."
"Show me one of these notes,"
Mr. Utterson ordered. Poole took a letter out of his pocket and gave it to Mr. Utterson. The note said,
"Dr. Jekyll presents his compliments to Moore the chemists. The sample you send me is useless. Dr. Jekyll needs a sample of the highest quality, like the one he bought from you in the year 18. Please send this immediately."
At the bottom of the note was written,
"I'm desperate. Send me some of the good stuff."
"I have seen the way Dr. Jekyll writes,"
Mr. Utterson said.
"This seems to be the doctor's writing. Do you agree?"
"I don't know, sir,"
Poole said.
"Writing isn't important. I've seen him. I've seen him, I tell you. I came to the laboratory door one day, and the door was open. I saw a man outside the laboratory. The man's face was covered. When he saw me, he ran back into the laboratory and closed the door. That man was not Dr. Jekyll, I'm sure of it. It wasn't the doctor."
"You cannot be sure, Poole,"
the lawyer told him.
"Perhaps the doctor's illness has changed his face. Perhaps that's why he needs the medicine.
No, sir,
said Poole firmly.
Dr. Jekyll is a tall man, and the man I saw outside the laboratory was small. It was not the doctor.
Very well,
Mr. Utterson said.
We will go to the laboratory. We have to find out the truth of this. We will break down the door of the laboratory.
Poole and the lawyer picked up an axe and a metal bar. They walked towards the laboratory. Mr. Utterson stopped for a moment.
Poole,
he said,
we must be honest with each other. You have not told me everything. The man you saw outside the laboratory, who was it?
I think it was Mr. Hyde, sir,
replied the servant.
I did not see him well, but I think it was him.
I believe you,
Mr. Utterson said.
I think it was Mr. Hyde. I fear that Dr. Jekyll is dead. But I don't understand why Hyde is staying in the laboratory. I don't understand that at all.
When the two men reached the laboratory door, they stopped again. Then Mr. Utterson called out to the person behind the door.
Jekyll, this is Utterson. Open the door. I must see you.
A voice from behind the door answered the lawyer's command.
Now, Utterson, now!
That's not the voice of Henry Jekyll,
the lawyer said to Poole.
Let's break down the door.
Poole hit the door of the laboratory with the axe. They heard a frightened cry from the other side. The door was strong, and Poole hit it 5 times before it opened. Mr. Utterson looked into the room. A man's body lay on the floor. It was Edward Hyde. He was dressed in the doctor's clothes.
Hyde is dead,
Mr. Utterson said to Poole.
We will now look for the body of Dr. Jekyll.
The two men looked everywhere in the laboratory for the doctor, but they found nothing.
Perhaps he ran away,
Mr. Utterson said at last. He went to the door that opened onto the street. The door was locked, and the key was on the floor. It was impossible for someone to have left the laboratory. They returned to the laboratory and searched carefully.
This is the medicine which Dr. Jekyll ordered from the chemist,
said Poole.
And here are the doctor's papers.
Mr. Utterson took his friend's papers and began to read them. One of them was a new will. The new will gave all the doctor's money to Mr. Utterson.
Don't understand it,
Mr. Utterson said to Poole.
Hyde has been here in the laboratory for a week. Why didn't he destroy this new will?
Then the lawyer picked up another paper.
This is a letter from Dr. Jekyll,
he shouted to Poole.
And look at the date on it. He wrote it today. He must still be alive, Poole.
The lawyer read the letter quickly. It said,
My dear Utterson, I will not be here when you read this letter. I know the end is near. I want you to read the letter which Dr. Lanyon sent you. Then I want you to read my confession. Your unhappy friend, Henry Jekyll.
There is another paper here,
Poole told Mr. Utterson. He passed a large document to the lawyer.
Do not talk about these papers to anyone,
Mr. Utterson told the servant.
I will read them, and then I will decide what to do. I will return here before midnight. Then we will call the police.